Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, you've heard of the strange Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, right? But wait, there's a new mystery to be solved. In the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood sits the world's most mysterious vending machine. It looks like it comes straight out of the 80s, and the weirdest part? Nobody knows how it got there. Despite having no clear owner, the supernatural machine is fully functional and will shoot out a refreshing soda for just 75 cents. But you won't be getting your usual yummy selection. The cans that pop out of it are all drinks that haven't been seen in the US since the 80s. If you're feeling extra brave, there's a button marked Mystery, which will dispense a completely random can of soda. One guy spent $5 on the mystery button, and the spooky machine popped out 6 entirely different brands of soda, none of which had their own button. There are rumors of Hubba Bubba soda and even bacon-flavored cola coming out of the vendor. Even weirder, one day, the regular buttons from the machine all vanished and were replaced with the uniform mystery buttons. Whenever the machine breaks, it's always fixed almost immediately, but no one ever sees this happening. So where do the sodas come from, who stocks them, and the most important part, who's getting all the money? It looks like we'll never find out, as back in June 2018, the vending machine vanished into thin air. All that's left in its spot is a note that reads, "Went for a walk." No one has seen it since the day it disappeared. Some people think the machine belonged to the owners of Broadway Locksmith, the store behind which the vendor was located. This would make sense. It was linked up to the store's power supply and was locked with a lock sold in the store. But the locksmiths have always denied this and said that, like everyone else, they've never seen anyone open the machine. They might be telling the truth, as Seattle vending machine permit officials revealed that there are no official records of the vending machine ever existing or being linked to the store. Well, it's hard to keep tabs on a vanishing vending machine. The legend of the ghost ship of Northumberland Strait has puzzled experts for over 200 years. There have been numerous sightings of a mystery ship with 3 or 4 masts and pure white sails. It appears off the coast of Canada, and according to local folklore, the mystery ship emerges right before a storm. The weirdest part? The ship is said to be completely engulfed in flames. Legend has it that in 1900, a group of sailors raced toward the phantom ship in a small rowboat. They were aiming to rescue the crew, but only ended up watching the ship suddenly vanish before their eyes. In 2008, a boy reported seeing an unexplained bright white and gold ship, which vanished into thin air. There have been so many eyewitness accounts across the last 200 years, all of which give the exact same description of the phantom ship. One explanation is that the legend came about due to natural electrical phenomenon. That's pretty much lightning to you and me. Some say these flashes of bright light led to people seeing the illusion of a ship. Others believe that moonlight reflecting off thick fog is causing people to see things which aren't there. Have you ever danced the night away? Well, in the 16th century, Strasbourg, France danced the entire summer away. The townspeople were seemingly struck by a sudden and uncontrollable urge to dance, which lasted 3 months. It all started when some woman stepped into the street and began to inexplicably bust a move. She kept dancing for an entire week, and before long, dozens of people joined her. The bizarre episode began in July and didn't end until September. There are stories of similar manias happening in Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. One theory is that a stress-induced hysteria took over the city. Another suggests that the dancers were part of a super weird movement. Theory number 3 suggests that the townspeople accidentally ate some toxic mold that produced wild hallucinations. Dance fever? In 2020, a star completely vanished from the night sky with zero explanation. Astronomers had had the star on their radar for around 20 years as it had an eerie blue glow. The star even shone brighter than the sun. Some say it vanished into a black hole, but that would result in a massive explosion called a supernova that we'd have definitely spotted. Others say that the star lost some of its mass, or that huge amounts of space dust are blocking the view. Hey, down in front, I'm watching a star here! For years, residents of the small city of Taos, New Mexico have been haunted by a low-frequency noise drifting in with the desert's air. But it's not all residents. Only 2% report hearing the strange noise. And even those people describe it very differently. Some believe the sounds are caused by weird acoustics in the area. Others think it's mass hysteria. Well, some think there's a spookier reason. To this day, no one has ever found the source of the mysterious hum. You're walking alone in the woods and suddenly stumble across a random staircase that comes out of nowhere and doesn't go anywhere either. There are hundreds of reports of these random staircases in forests all over the world, from the US, Italy, Cambodia, and the Philippines. The staircases don't seem abandoned. They're usually well cleaned and free of vegetation. They never appear at the edges of forests either. It's always deep in the heart, usually several miles from any town. The legend of the stairs takes a creepy turn, as they almost always appear in areas where someone has disappeared. People claim to have even seen the stairs move. One man climbed some stairs hidden deep in the woods to escape a stray dog. While he claims he was only up there for 5 minutes, legend suggests that he had been gone for 5 years. More and more sightings of these mysterious staircases are appearing, but despite new evidence, it seems we're no closer to finding out where they're appearing from or why. In Seattle, back in 1954, there was a bizarre windshield pitting galore. Residents began seeing holes and dents in their car windshields. Police initially believed it to be a kid causing trouble with a BB device, but the same thing began happening in other nearby towns. By April, over 3,000 cases of cracked windshields had been reported before the unexplained event abruptly stopped. Some people think the unexplained damage came from a new transmitter at a local radio station. They were convinced the radio waves were damaging the glass. Others believed it to be the work of sand fleas who burrowed into the windshields. Cosmic rays is another popular theory, but it was never actually confirmed whether the windshields were even cracked in the first place. Most reports suggest that the residents imagined the whole incident, but no one knows why. In November 2020, an unexplained metal monolith was discovered in a remote area of the Red Rock Canyon State Park in Utah. People were left baffled by the strange object, but just days later, it vanished. Some people say that the object was removed because its random appearance sparked so much media coverage with links to aliens and other supernatural theories. But the authorities denied ever moving the structure. Stranger still, less than 2 weeks after people stumbled across the first bizarre creation, a second monolith was discovered nearly halfway across the planet. A third one soon appeared in California, with a fourth appearing in New Mexico but vanishing the very same day. No one knows where the monoliths came from or why, or if more will ever appear. A world-renowned Swedish diving team were searching for sunken treasure in the Gulf of Bothnia when they stumbled across a 200-foot object which was covered in unnatural or alien-looking symbols. There was so much electrical energy in the area at the time that the divers couldn't snap a clear shot of the mysterious object. The perfectly round disc on the ocean floor looked eerily like a UFO. The divers, some of whom had 20 years of experience, reported having never seen anything quite like it before. Known as the Baltic Sea Anomaly, the origins of this object and what it actually is are yet to be discovered.